News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills, Money News of the Week. Chris Parker joins us, financial tailor at Parker Wealth Management. Okay, you know, I've said this with the Cavs, what a difference a week makes after the trades they made last week. But when it comes to money, Chris, a week ago the question was, how long would it go? Not everyone seems to be in a sigh of relief mood. What happened here? What's going on?
Well, you know, Bill, I've listened to financial TV pretty excessively over the last 3 weeks, listening to what the experts would have to say. And I've heard them talk about the 10-year getting close to 3%. I've heard them talk about the Fed being concerned about inflation going up. We got a higher CPI, obviously, this week as an example of that. They could talk about the price of oil, but really what it came down to, Bill, when I was listening to all the experts, they couldn't point to anything as the reason of what triggered the correction that we either went through or have been going through. And neither would they actually say what could take us out of it. But there was something that happened last Friday afternoon that I believe was significant. And what it was we actually had gone through, you know, in the financial world, we look at certain averages. And there's a couple that if you watch financial media, you hear them talk about the 50-day moving average, and occasionally you'll hear us talk about the 200-day moving average. There's about 20 trading days per month. 200-day moving average is like a 10-month moving average. It doesn't move very fast. But we had actually seen the market slip below that intraday last Friday afternoon, below the 200-day moving average. One analyst said that if we didn't hold that level of support, Bill, the next level of support was down to 2010 levels, that we could potentially lose 7 to 8 years' worth of growth in the markets. And so what happened Friday afternoon is that the markets rallied above that 200-day moving average. Actually, we rallied comfortably above it. And as a result, in effect, what we saw was the markets bounce off of a floor because the floor held the support. It was significant, and thankfully it happened. What a difference a week can make.
Chris, GDP, lots of speculation about where it'll end up this year. Give me a few ideas you're taking, what you might be looking for.
Well, Bill, you know, I've been telling you for a bit now that I'm really optimistic about 2018, and I think the possibility of a strong GDP in the first quarter is one of the reasons why I've been so optimistic. This week, I was hearing people saying things like, we're concerned that the first quarter GDP would only be 2.5%. And I went, really? Only 2.5%? I mean, let's go back a year. You know, in 2016, our annual GDP was 1.9%. And the first quarter is usually the weakest. A year ago, Bill, 2017 first quarter GDP was only 1.4. And now we're looking at a 2.5? I mean, that's really significant. And what that could mean, Bill, if that's the weakest quarter, and we know second and third quarter are usually the strongest quarters, we could, for the first time in over a decade, have a GDP that's legitimately at or above 3%. That's significant. I mean, Bill, what we're looking at is we're actually seeing that the U.S. economic engine might actually really start to hum again. And that's certainly going to be good for workers, and that's certainly going to be good for markets.
Big week with the Olympics, of course, and they'll continue for another week. You did a little research for me on the Olympic gold medal. What'd you find out?
Well, the question a lot of people say is, well, what's it really worth? Well, from a practical standpoint, if you were to melt down the gold medal, how much would that actually be worth in terms of today's gold price? And from what I've read, about $600. The U.S. Olympic Committee, though, through private donations, is actually giving prize money now for medals. The gold medal will net you $37,500, a silver $22,500, a bronze $15,000, and if you make less than $1 million, Congress says that that's tax-free. But occasionally, we know that the right athlete with the right charisma can really cash in through endorsements. And one of those people is Shaun White. The Flying Tomato didn't come from a lot of money, Bill. His mom was a waitress. His dad worked for a utility company. And at the tender age of 19 in 2006, when he won gold, he became an instant millionaire. And now, at the age of 31, having captured his third gold medal in four Olympics, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Sure.
With a net worth that's looked at as maybe up to $40 million, and certainly you would think that that would be going higher, the moral of this story is that America and snowboarding have been very, very good to Mr. White.
Well said. Now get your kid out there on a snowboard. Maybe they've got a future, too. Chris Parker, the financial tailor at Parker Wealth Management. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. Parker Wealth Management and Securities America are unaffiliated. Chris, thanks much. Have a good weekend.
Have a great day.